This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
After 12 o'clock, welcome back into The Whole Show. Joining me now on the First Advantage Hotline, Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. Mike, my friend, always great catching up with you. What a busy weekend it was for Colorado State and honoring a legend, a Colorado State Rams legend over the weekend at the CSU women's basketball game.
Yeah, and Amy was fantastic. She was thrilled that this university still wants to recognize her as one of their own because she's fully invested in this place. A story just posted and I laughed because she's talked a lot about the years. She came here to give up swimming. She was done with it. She had the chance meeting with swim coach John Manos at orientation. He offered to pay for her school for a year if she would just give it a try. And they connected. She went off to do what she did. She won an NCAA championship that year. And it was funny. She's hilarious. I asked her, I said, how often do you think about that moment? She goes, every time I pull out my credit card.
Mike, why?
The other part is she's so engaged. She's very engaged with our student athletes. She calls that swim team her girls. And as she puts it, I was Ram, they're a Ram, so we are the same.
Oh, I love it.
One of them happens to be a six-time gold medalist.
Yeah, and you know, a couple of those things aren't quite the same. But Mike, what's the background there? Why was she done with swimming?
She just kind of lost her passion for it when she left Colorado. I mean, she's a Cherry Creek grad. Her college career wasn't going the way she wanted down in Arizona, so she was done, and she was going to come back. She was going to be a biology teacher. She was going to work with the hearing impaired. She knows ALS. It was funny. She had a meeting. One of our facilities people. He is hearing impaired. They had a chance encounter in the hallway as she was going from one place to the other. She started speaking with him in sign language, and he was thrilled.
Wow. I mean, is there anything like that human cannot do? I mean, she's got one of the greatest stories, even going way back, like into her youth. Why she even started swimming in the first place? She's just one of those figures, man. She's got to be like, if we're talking, we always like to do the Mount Rushmore. If you're talking Colorado State Mount Rushmore, isn't that the first name? One of the first names you're putting up there?
Yeah, like I've talked to people about this before. If you were going to do a Mount Rushmore of Colorado State athletics, I guarantee you, two of them are females.
Yeah,
and I would argue right now two of the most recognizable names in CSU history are Amy Van Dyke and Becky Hammock.
No question. I mean, those are your first two, right? The obvious ones.
I mean, to me, they're the big two. Joy Porter's probably going to be, you can go on. And it depends on, are you going to go off merit, what they did not only as a collegian or in a professional or beyond that? Or is it just their collegiate career? Do you look at fan impact that they had? Like in recent memory, Bradley Van Pelt's probably one of the most popular athletes we've ever had. Do you put him on there, or do you put him on there above a Glenn Morris who won the decathlon back in 1936?
That's difficult too, because if you look at like Amy Van Dyke, and you're definitely adding in, the gold medals, everything she did, outside of just the school program stuff too. It's hard. Like if you say Bradley Van Pelt, I mean, that's a monster name, but in comparison, it's not even close.
No. And then you've got Janae Deloche, who's an Olympic medalist, right? So you could technically really have, I could argue you could have three women on your Mount Rushmore of CSU.
Yeah, yeah, no question. Mike Brohard joining us, CSURams.com. So what was the event, and I love this too, the Ring of Honor, how I think those are so important, whether you're talking programs, whether you're talking professional teams. It's just one of those things that can really, not only do you honor that athlete and that what that human meant to your organization and to your school, but just kind of bringing new fans back into the mix, too, and learning about these legends of their particular sport and beyond that.
Yeah, so that was the interesting thing. So Amy went nuts, obviously, in Atlanta in 1996, right? None of our swimmers were alive when she did that. So that was part of the fun part for me, was like, how did you learn who Amy Van Dyken was? And so, like Lexi Tritely tells me, hey, when I told my dad I committed to Colorado State, he goes, oh, that's where Amy Van Dyken went. Hmm. She Googles it.
Yeah.
Claire Wright, she said she's on campus. She sees Amy Van Dyken way over by the Nutrien building. And then she goes to her first practice, and there's Amy on the All-American wall. And she's like, okay, NCAA champion, Google her. And so they start to learn. And not only that, they start to learn what she did post-career, because she's become a huge crusader for people with disabilities and how they sometimes, you know, there's struggles, there are roadblocks for them through society, and she fights against that. And she does it in her own unique way. Amy Van Dyken lives her life very much out loud, and it's what makes her who she is. It makes her fun to be around. People appreciate what she does and how she does it. So, yeah, it's been fantastic.
And that story, you said it just posted, Mike. It's available at CSURams.com.
CSURams.com, yeah. I mean, there's the nice thing about the Ring of Honor, and John Weber wanted this instituted for this reason, is to tell our former legends, we have not forgotten about you. But I think the second fold of that is what I just explained. When you go back, and it might not be somebody that you remember, maybe somebody doesn't remember a Joey Porter because it's been a while since he's played. They go, okay, why are you doing that? And then they go and they look him up and they go, wow, what a story,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You learn about people. I thought that was the greatest thing when we honored Mosley last year and retired his look. How many people went and looked up his amazing life story?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a remarkable life lived. And if you can educate the people on campus or your fan base about what your past is, I think sometimes, a lot of times, you look back at the past, you understand why a university, why an institution, why programs have the culture that they do.
Yeah, well, and let me ask you this, Mike. Is there a way, is that available at CSURams.com to just go look at the names on the Ring of Honor? Like, what's the easiest way for people to go check that
added,
out?
You know, I'll be honest with you, I don't know if we've started a Ring of Honor page. I'm pretty sure we have, because this will be something that goes on through the years. We still have one more member that will go into the Ring of Honor this year before it's all said and done, and that's Jason Smith, and that would be great. I mean, he's just down the street from Kersey, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure we have the Hall of Fame page. We will have a Ring of Honor page. We have the same thing for our Walk of Champions.
I love it. That's the kind of stuff, man. I mean, you know this. When you get into sports, like, that's one of the best parts about sports, is sitting down over a beer or whatever and just going over who was the GOAT, who was the greatest of all time. And when you have this kind of list and you make sure that's a priority, I think this is just something that's so great for the fan. Not obviously the individual, to honor that individual, but it's so great for the fans, for past fans, future fans, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that.
Mike,
we're going to continue to do it.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's a great thing. So hats off to everybody over there. When are we going to get Mike Brohard in the Ring of Honor when it's all said and done for you as the scribe for Colorado State?
Never.
No? I don't know. I'm going to put that in. I'm gonna write you in. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I won't have a long enough career.
Rams going to beat San Diego State tomorrow?
If they don't turn over the ball.
Yeah. I thought they were going to beat Utah State, Mike. I before that game, I thought something's going to click here, and the turnovers were just brutal.
Yeah, that's been the bugaboo. I mean, it was the fourth time this year they've had 15 plus turnovers in a game. There's been a bunch of games where they've had 13, 14 too. That's the one bugaboo that they really got to kind of get solved. They've got to play better under pressure. They have to make better decisions. They have to value the ball more. I mean, they had 10 turnovers at halftime, which was more than they should have had. But they were shooting at such a high clip, they were getting away with it. You drop that shooting percentage down 15% in the second half, that's where you get away with it. And it affected so many numbers. It's you, obviously directly goes to the points that they got off turnovers, which was an absurd amount. And then you looked at the 40 points in the paint. Well, a lot of those, like we talked to Ali about, those were those pick sixes, as he called them, where they turn over the ball like right at midcourt and they become breakaway layups. Those are points in the paint. That's not the points in the paint that you think about where a guy's posting somebody up or they've driven the basket for a tough layup and hit or hit a cut. This is just turnovers that lead to really easy points.
Yeah, gotta clean that up. I'll be curious to see if what that looks like if they can. Tough task tomorrow night. FS1, 8:30. So now we'll be tuning in. Mike, great job as always. I will check out that story available on Amy Van Dyken at CSURams.com too. Appreciate you putting that out there.
You betcha.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon.
You have a lovely day.
You too, Mike. You too. I'm writing.
Take a nap tomorrow so you can stay up for the game.
Oh, I'll be there with you. I won't be there, okay. But I'll be there in spirit. You know how it goes.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
All right. Mike Brohard, potential Scribe Hall of Famer, Ring of Famer for Colorado State. I don't know why it took so long. Like, why isn't that? If you're an athletic director and you go to a school and they don't have a Ring of Honor or a Ring of Fame or whatever, that's the craziest thing to me.
That's the first thing you do.
It's the first thing you do. Because, well, for one, it's also self-serving, right? Because you bring back these great celebrities. What are they going to do? They might bring out the checkbook. I mean, it's not, I know it's not like you, John Weber's not going to say that's why we're doing it. But, Mike, that doesn't hurt. You bring these big-time players back, and they've, you know, talking about Jason Smith, had a great career in the NBA. He comes back and you're honoring him. You're getting him involved. That was missing for a very long time. And to me, that's like an obvious one. If the school you're going to does not have a Ring of Fame, don't go to it. 36 minutes after the hour. Mike, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.